AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. On Saturday, LeBron James has a chance to reach his own unique plateau. All he needs is 9 points to become the first NBA player to score 40,000. He will get that chance when the Lakers host the Nuggets. In action on the floor, Boston enjoyed a low-stress night, winning its 10th in a row, dumping Dallas 138-110. Jason Tatum was good for 32 points and 8 rebounds and says he knows why the Celtics are at league best 47-12.
We got a really, really good team. We got guys every possession, you know, two, three. There's two or three of us that, you know, feel like and realize that we have the advantage. We have the mismatch.
In another battle of playoff contenders, the Kings collapsed in the fourth quarter but took over in overtime to win at Minnesota 124-120. Two more teams battling for postseason position Friday were the Pelicans and Pacers. Correspondent David Schuster has details.
Brandon Ingram scored a game-high 34 points in just 30 minutes as the Pelicans crushed the Pacers 129-102. New Orleans led by 22 after the opening quarter and never looked back. They shot 67% in the first half and 56% for the game. Trey Murphy III added 28 points off the bench as the Pelicans got revenge after losing to the Pacers just two nights earlier. New Orleans has won 6 of 8, while Indiana has lost 2 of 3.
Meanwhile, surging Golden State overcame unfriendly skies and the Raptors to get its 8th straight road win 120-105. Mechanical failures prevented the Warriors' plane from leaving New York, and by the time they found a jet that could get off the ground, the sun had come up in Toronto. Warrior coach Steve Kerr.
That's the worst travel circumstances I've ever been involved with in the NBA. I think we got in bed at 8 o'clock this morning. You know, the guys slept during the day and woke up and came to the game. So it was pretty rough.
The Cavaliers were gifted with a game against the Pistons, and Cleveland took advantage. Correspondent Mike Reeves has the story.
The Cavaliers used a big differential at the three-point line to defeat the Pistons 110-100 in Detroit. The Cavs connected on 18 of 41 shots from deep, while the Pistons went just 10 of 36. Cleveland was led by Darius Garland, who dropped in 29 points, including making a sizzling 8 of 12 from three. Cavaliers head coach J.B. Bickerstaff.
He's such a willing passer. Like, if you trap him, he'll get off of it. Now we're playing 4-on-3 advantage basketball. So, you know, I love it. We love it. Love to see him be aggressive, get as many threes up as he can.
Detroit got a team-high 21 points from Cade Cunningham as they saw their record fall to 9-50.
In other Friday action, Portland pummeled Memphis 122-92. The Sixers beat the Hornets 121-114. It was Bucks 113, Bulls 97, and the Wizards lost their 14th in a row when they were flattened by the Clippers 140-115. Back with a look at hockey and baseball after this. Hockey, the Capitals demonstrated it's not how you start but how you finish when they took care of business against Philadelphia. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The Capitals spotted the Flyers a 2-0 lead before picking up a big 5-2 victory. Alex Ovechkin started Washington's rally with his 17th goal of the season and 9th in his last 13 games.
I don't think it was any messages. I think everybody understands in that end of the year what kind of situation we have, and everybody was calm. You know, we just changed our mind in the second period, I think.
Sonny Milano and John Carlson also tallied in the Capitals' 3-goal second period. Dylan Strome set up Anthony Mantha's power play goal in the third period and capped the scoring with 4:22 remaining.
On Friday, the Coyotes found their happy place in Ottawa. That's where they broke a 14-game losing streak by topping the Senators 5-3. And it was Anaheim over New Jersey 4-3. Baseball, the fashionistas that play in the major leagues don't like this year's new uniforms, but the manufacturer is ready to push back. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has details.
Fanatics founder Michael Rubin says his company is being unfairly blamed for new Major League Baseball uniforms that have see-through pants and other fit and design problems. Speaking at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, Rubin says his company did, quote, exactly as we've been told, and claims the company has been told they're doing everything, quote, exactly right. Since reporting to spring training this month, some players have complained about the fit of new uniforms. The white pants worn by some teams are also see-through enough to clearly show tucked-in jersey tops.
Golf, bouncing back from a serious car crash in 2018, Bud Cauley has a one-stroke lead through 36 holes at the Cognizant Classic in Florida. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.